Insurance premiums have gone up substantially, and according to a new report, Utah is the state where homeowners are being hit the hardest. The Consumer Federation of America's latest report found that from 2021 to 2024, annual insurance premiums for a typical Utah homeowner increased by almost $700. Sharon Cornelison with the Consumer Federation of America says skyrocketing premiums and increasing housing costs have presented a real challenge to Utahns. Advocates call the report a wake-up call for consumers and policymakers across the nation.
Our insurance crisis is increasingly also a housing crisis, right? These are not separate. We know, for example, that first-time homebuyers already struggle to afford a mortgage today. And with spiking insurance costs, many may feel that they can never own a home.
Cornelison says extreme weather events and higher premiums are associated with rising mortgage distress. The report recommends requiring insurance companies to release data on pricing, coverage, and claims annually, for federal and state governments to expand grant-based and loan risk mitigation programs, as well as the creation of a reinsurance program to stabilize the market. Experts advise homeowners to shop around for the best rates and also maintain homes by utilizing vital fire reduction measures. Doug Heller is also with the Consumer Federation of America and says climate change is exacerbating the problem. Yet he argues insurance companies are turning their backs on their customers in times of need. Meanwhile, insurance companies justify dropping customers by saying they need to manage the amount of risk they take on.
The crisis is also a reflection of some brazen bullying we have seen from insurance companies around the country as they put customers that have paid premiums for decades on the chopping block and turn their backs on communities that have relied on them for generations.
Many Utahns have had to make the tough decision to cut corners and fork out the cash to pay for their increasing premiums, or have been left in the dark by companies which drop them as they try to recover losses, especially as climate change takes a toll on communities nationwide. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.